Welcome to this Apple Watch version 3 demo. And in this demo, I want to show you the new feature where you can, using VoiceOver, move or delete apps on your Apple Watch home screen.
It's 2:59.
And of course, I've got Mickey Mouse running as my talking watch at the moment for my watch face. Okay, so let me press my digital crown to go to the home screen of my watch.
Activity.
I'm on activity. Let me move to a third party app. Let me do one finger flick to the right.
Phone. Calculator Watch Pro 3.
Okay, Calculator Watch Pro. Now if I do one finger flick up.
Arrange apps.
We've got Arrange apps. Flick up again.
Activate.
Activate. Flick up again.
Arrange apps.
It's going to cycle back around to Arrange apps. And of course if I flick down, we go around the other way. So one finger double tap on that to
editing.
Activate it.
Calculator Watch Pro 3 is editing.
It puts us in editing mode. Okay, so if I flick left.
Phone is editing.
Says phone editing. If I flick to the right.
Calculator Watch Pro 3. Is editing.
It says Calculator Watch Pro free editing as well. So the first thing that you might be used to doing, of course, is if I do a one-finger double tap now, like in iOS, I'm actually going to delete this app. So I'll do a one-finger double tap.
Are you sure you want to delete Calculator Watch Pro free?
Okay, are you sure you want to delete this app? And if I flick to the right.
Delete app. Button.
Can one-finger double tap on delete.
Cancel. Button.
And one-finger flick again to the right, and I can double tap on cancel.
Cancel. Calculator Watch Pro 3 is editing.
Now, where it gets really interesting, and I still haven't quite worked out where these icons are actually going, but if I now flick up, now that I'm in editing mode, I get...
Move right.
Move right. Flick up again.
Move left.
Move left. Flick up again.
Activate. Default.
And back to activate, which is to...
Are you sure you want to delete Calculator Watch Pro 3?
Okay, editing. The default delete function. Okay, so let me just flick back.
Delete app. Cancel.
Over to button. Cancel.
Cancel.
Okay, so
Calculator
let's move it.
Is editing.
So I'm going to flick up.
Move right.
And I'm going to move it.
Move left.
Left.
After activity, before phone.
Okay, so it says after activity, before phone. If I flick up again.
Activate. Default. Move right. Move left.
Because I always like to know that I'm definitely on the right one. Double tap again.
After music, before phone.
Now it's after music, before phone. All right. So if I now flick to the right.
Phone. Is edit. Stopwatch. Is editing.
Okay, it's not that direction. So it should
phone.
Be the other direction.
Is editing. Calculator Watch Pro 3
okay.
Is editing.
There it is. All right. So the focus was basically still tracking it. So let me move another one. So I'm going to flick to the left.
Music. Is it mail? Is edit. Clock. Messages. Is it heart rate? Is editing.
Okay. So I want to move heart rate. So I'm going to flick down this time.
Move left.
I'm going to move it left. So one finger double tap on left.
Find friends before trip view.
And double tap again.
After reminders before trip view.
I'm not going to check around this time on the radar.
After calendar before reminders. After breathe. Before calendar.
It's a little bit hard to work out in sort of the honeycomb fashion, the way the icons are laid out on the screen, to where it's going. But I'm sure if you play with it long enough, you'll be able to work out by moving an app left or right where it's going on the screen. And of course, the ability to be able to delete apps off the home screen is a great benefit. So of course, to come out of editing mode, I'm just going to press my digital crown once.
Heart rate.
Now back to heart rate. And if I press the digital crown again, of course, I'm going to go back to my home screen.
Watch face. It's 3:04.
And Mickey Mouse is going to talk to us, and I'll put my watch to sleep. And that completes this demonstration of the ability to be able to move or arrange apps on your Apple Watch home screen, plus the ability to be able to delete them. And I'm pretty sure the delete function is only for third-party apps. You can't delete the default built-in apps. Anyway, that completes this demonstration. As usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.